Palm. His name, Mr. Daryl Bradford Smith. People that listen to this program would know him pretty well. Daryl, you were discussing about this idea that they've made Islam and Muslims the enemy.
Yes, they have. And you know, this is the real tragedy of our times, because the Christian community has been undermined as well as across the United States right now.
Yeah.
People like John Hagee, who have actually, he's a big Christian evangelical,
uh-huh,
who actually came out and said that Jesus is not the Messiah, which is incredible.
Yeah.
He is clearly a Zionist and a crypto-Zionist, and what we're finding today is that they're trying to set up the rest of the world to hate Islam and create a false a battle between Christianity and Islam while the Jews are orchestrating this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what they've done over and over again, playing both sides of a battle to create hatred and then benefiting after the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the more people that become aware of this tactic that they have used over again, the less likely it will be that they will be successful. Now, Mr. Sarkozy,
yeah,
has given his allegiance over to the Bush regime.
Yeah.
And now, of course, George Bush, everyone should dislike this man, but certainly, please do not deceived. He does none of the decision-making, nor does his vice president. The decisions of the American government are being made at a far higher level, above Henry Kissinger even.
Mm-hmm.
What we've got is a Zionist-led regime in America that is clandestinely controlling everything that happens in that country. And you will see within the next 6 to 8 months where America has fallen under martial law, and it will be similar in the carnage that you saw happen after the implosion of the Russian Republic when it was taken over in revolution by Jewish interests.
You foresee America, well, the laws are all there, they're all in place. Do you think martial law could be declared in the near future?
I certainly do, and in fact, it may come sooner than I just described.
Uh-huh.
And what's happened here now is that they're trying to line up the Europeans to accept this by demonizing America. See, the best way for them to have success is to make America look like bad guys.
Yeah.
And then when America falls into martial law, countries in Europe will say, they deserve it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There'll be no sympathy, Muhammad, for
yeah.
America at that point. And what you'll see is these FEMA camps that they've built, and they've built hundreds of them across America, holding with the capacity to hold millions of residents. They will be put into service, and you will find that America becomes a complete police state with concentration camps for many of its residents.
Daryl, let's take this thing back to France. How has the public at broad, how have they received the story with regards to Sarkozy? Are they believing of it?
Well, the problem is that for the most part, the French public are not aware of Mr. Sarkozy's roots. The mainstream media here is almost exclusively owned by Zionist Jews. TF1, Le Figaro is, Le Monde. Every one of the major publications and all of the television networks are in the hands of Zionist Jews. So every time any information starts to leak out into the mainstream, they immediately cut that out.
Uh-huh.
One of the other things I'd like you to know is that on almost every channel on the television set right now are stories about the Holocaust, stories about the suffering of the Jews, and stories about how the Jews have been victims throughout history. And this is what's been repeated over and over and over again on your television screen, and it's actually doubled in intensity in the last 3 to 4 weeks.
France has quite a sizable Muslim minority. How did they respond to these stories?
Well, what's happened is much of their leadership has been bought and paid for by this group. And you rarely get an opinion outside of this bought and paid for leadership's opinion. Sarkozy has actually brought in some so-called Muslims into his government. What you find is these people are real Judases. They are not representing the Muslim community in any way. And by and large, the Muslim community here has been marginalized in the last 15 to 20 years. since they've been placed in ghettos outside of cities, and they've been demonized by the press. So people don't take seriously any of the things that they may charge, in fact.
You were saying that certain elements within British Secret Service, Services intelligence networks, they want to expose Zionism's hold on different parts of the world, so they're going to be leaking information more and more. With this story regarding Sarkozy, if they can prove this, what are the chances he's brought up for treason charges?
According to French law, he would be committing treason. But also, by the mandate within the European Union, he would be an agent of a foreign power outside the EU, and that in itself would create a condition that would be illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
So that the man, if it were proven, he has roots back to the Mossad, then. But I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I
don't see that happening.
But you know what I find really interesting, Daryl, is the story broke, was it 2 or 3 weeks back?
Mm-hmm.
The Israeli Prime Minister visited Sarkozy, visited Paris, I think, just after the story broke.
Yes, that's
and
right.
I find that really interesting.
Well, but the actual story was circulated during the election process, so that's 6 months ago.
Okay.
It was sent out to every news agency and sent out to all of the different political camps in email and post, and it did not make it into the press at that time. And
okay.
what the press has actually reported was that it was a hoax and it was untrue.
Okay.
And of course, this is the Zionist press reporting this.
Yeah, indeed it is. Let's go back to Jewish influence in the States. They've now dragged America into wars that they have no chance of winning. At the end of the day, when you look really far ahead, I have a really bad feeling that we could see another Holocaust in America leading the way, because they're going to have to point the finger for all of these problems they've gotten themselves into. And I personally feel they're going to point the finger at Jews. How do you see this thing turning out?
Well, first of all, the only reason America hasn't won any of these wars is because they were never intended to. The intention was to destroy and degrade America's military might in the world and transfer its power to another entity. The simple fact of the matter is that the United States military has been completely destroyed over the last few years with malice aforethought. They did this by intent. And as it stands right now, they're running down their supplies, they're destroying the morale, they've destroyed the health of the veterans, and they've done it with purpose. And so I don't see America's military might at the end of this to be anything but paper.
Mm-hmm.
They're not
mm-hmm.
going to have any strength left, and it was done with intent.
Daryl, take us through the process of becoming a Mossad spy. How do they go about choosing people, picking people in, and their techniques and tactics?
Well, you know, Herzliya is the center for the Mossad right now, and there are many large...
Where is that?
Herzliya is in Israel. It
okay.
is a city in the north. It's next to Tel Aviv. In fact, the newest campus, they built it like a university for the Mossad there, financed by a man named Mark Rich, who you'll remember got pardoned by Clinton in the last administration, and also a man named Ronald Lauder,
mm-hmm.
from the Estee Lauder fortune, the cosmetic
yes,
fortune.
Yes, yeah.
These people put up tens of millions of dollars to build a beautiful campus for these people to be trained. Now, there are new Mossad agents coming out all the time, and Shin Bet and others, that are really principally involved in companies like Converse, Infosys, Google is now is headquartered in Israel, and anybody who uses Google, their information goes directly to the Mossad.
Oh.
Things of this nature have been
yeah.
Like Amdocs, for example, it's a billing company that does phone records billing in the United States. So every phone call that's made by every resident of the United States falls into the hands of the Mossad. Now, people like Mr. Sarkozy have actually been sleepers for many, many, many decades. And this man has been brought up through the ranks of the political elite by purpose. It is
uh-huh.
not an error. So
yeah.
he actually was brought up living in France. So the French community, the French have a very large Jewish community.
Yes.
It is the largest in Europe.
And obviously they have memories of the Dreyfus affair, so they don't want to bring up this whole issue.
Well, they try. try to keep your religion out of every debate, which is by intent.
Uh-huh. Daryl, we've talked a lot about this. What's the job for the average person in the street? How do we fight this? Because it seems so all pervasive. It seems so all-encompassing, this power. And you almost feel to yourself, you know what, you're powerless to do anything about it. But what are the responsibilities that people like you and myself and our listeners, what do we need to do?
Well, you know, I'm going to quote Victor Hugo, or attempt to here. A country can defend itself against the onslaught of an army better than it can an idea whose time has come. And The fact is, the exposure of Zionism is now on the lips of more and more people, more than ever before in history.
Indeed,
and it is an idea whose time has come.
It has. Hey, it's opened up even in the United States. You've had this new work by eminent scholars in the States, Mearsheimer and Walt, and they've received a lot of flack for it, and I think they only touched the tip of the iceberg.
Well, I have to take probably most of the credit for exposing Zionism. I'll give you an example. When you Googled the word Zionism when I started this quest, there was only 1,700 examples when you Googled it. Today there are 8 million.
Wow.
And no one at the time I started was talking about this. And so much of the effort that has been placed on this, I have to say I've been part of.
Yeah.
I have had so many people help me along the way, because frankly, these people are not interested in anything that resembles kindness. They covet things. They don't share. They're not generous. This is not a group of people we want to emulate in any way, and so as you look at their machinations worldwide, all you can see is terrible destruction, and if you look at their history, there's murder and mayhem in our future, and they will not stop their quest. So the fight that they're going to bring to us is going to be a bloody battle, and all of us need to take note.
Mm-hmm. What do you make, just before I let you go, Daryl, an eminent scholar in the United States, a Mr. Finkelstein, has been denied tenure, and they claim that the Zionists, basically, that's the work of the Zionists. Do you know the story I'm talking about?
Yes, I do, and Mr. Finkelstein has worked hard at trying to add a weight to the Holocaust issue, which
yes.
I cannot talk about. They will place me in prison immediately. In fact, someone just got a year in jail and a multi-thousand euro fine for even mentioning the Holocaust. I'm not allowed to talk about that because I live in France.
Yeah.
But Mr. Finkelstein did. And he was telling some facts about that story, and the Zionists wanted him silenced. And they had his job destroyed because of it.
Explain to me this whole issue surrounding denying the Holocaust. You have on the one hand people printing obscene cartoons regarding our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they say that is free speech. And at the next breath, they say don't talk about the Holocaust, don't deny it, because then where does free speech go then?
Well, the Spanish have just found it illegal to stop somebody from talking about the Holocaust. It is a victory for us.
Indeed, that is.
And it's the first country in Europe that has balked at this silencing of this issue. The French, on the other hand, have gone in the opposite direction and begun jailing people like the Germans do. And so they have become more draconian, not less. The fact of the matter is that same law has now been passed in the United States, and Americans will begin to get jailed for it. There is no justification for it. It's thought control, because if the truth comes out about a lot of the issues we've discussed, these people are going to find themselves in prison.
Indeed. And, Daryl, it sounds like you're walking a tightrope.
I am indeed, and I need the support of your listeners to make sure that I can continue my work in freedom.
Indeed, and I think our listeners, you're highly popular. We always get follow-up calls the next day when I come into office after speaking to you. Daryl, unfortunately, that's the only time we have for you today. As usual, it's always highly informative talking to you, and a pleasure as well. I say keep up the good work, and good luck.
Thank you, Muhammad. Take care of your family, and everyone, please be well. Bye-bye
you
now.
Too. Bye-bye.